for this year, and that's where we went to the Board of Officers after
that. Ice cream was a thank you, Europe. Ice cream before the Second World War, so the Almach like it because it's by salt, but then when you put it in your mouth, usually you don't swallow it till it liquefies, till the whole thing melts. So that whole clear is dina, is it, should the shear for the bracha achrena be kazayis or indeed. So the pashtus is, you don't drink ice cream when you're thirsty. Ice cream is a mitzvah, so it doesn't matter. Even if you don't swallow it till it melts, it should still be dina kaichal. That's right. That's right.
First drink was a fruit smoothie, which people used, they have in the beverage, that has many fruits in it, with many nutritional goods in it. What would be the bracha on that?
I don't know. I got to find the beric. You guys are learning, so you work it, you'll figure it out. I don't know.
Rebbe said that Shnaps are Mizonos. So if Shnaps are Mizonos on a Machlo, then we can't really say Kiddush on them, can we?
Right, that's what Kaibal Oden at times. He says, how can the Hasidim say Kiddush over Shnaps? Like saying Kiddush over a bowl of soup. It's a Machlo.
That's what Rebbe Paskins?
I don't Paskin anything. I just say, oh, Kaibal Oden at times. And the Kashrut lover came to defend the practice of the Sekhisha with tiny companies. And the reason why it's okay is because it's a Michael. Other rabbits, the Michael said that's the reason why you can't use it at all. Even if you have a cup of ingredients of schnapps, you shouldn't be able to. So Rabbi Belsky doesn't like anything that I just said now because Rabbi Belsky learned from Tarbet Das. And he remembers on one occasion, Avyanka Kamenetsky was his Rebbe. Avyanka Kamenetsky once got stuck in Shabbos wine, there was no wine. So he had to say Kiddush over schnapps. So he took a big becher. But the whole review is for schnapps, and they drank a rave, a rave review of the schnapps. But to write that everything I said is wrong. So I showed him Rav Chaim Halevi, and he says, must mean something else. I showed him the Kodak Love, it must mean something else. It can't be, it must mean something else. Okay.
The Rav mentioned about Metrical, we had like the nutriment, same thing. Nutrition. So if it's a mindful, you still say a shakal, the mindset today? Well, what bracha would you say on that?
If it's dinaka mindful, so you would have to determine where did it come from. It comes from vegetables, it comes from fruit.
They usually put more, it's milky, and it has different flavors. I don't know the exact ingredients, but it's liquid. And it's considered, it has all the calories.
51% of it is the milk.
I don't
know. Milk,
I don't know.
Find out.
So if it's
more than that, what else is that? See, Gemara says that on vegetable soup, even if you filtered out all the vegetables, you still say par kri adam. The Rosh is not sure, what if you have fruit soup? And you removed all the fruits, and just like with the lid, but you say the same over there, and you say par kri white, and maybe you should say no. And for par kri adam, there's no need for tzura sapri, but for par kri white, maybe they do need tzura sapri. That's what we usually assume like that in Shulchan Aruch, that in order to say Bari Priva A, you have to have a Tzura Sapri.
What should I look for if to say if it's shakal, should it be 51% of milk?
If it's 51% milk, so then it's called Iker and Tuffel, so the Iker is the milk. Unless you say the Iker really is all the other nutrition, the Iker is all the other stuff, so what's that all the other stuff?
Well, vitamins, cool. No, they put a lot of vitamins and stuff. It's also very
synthetic. Synthetic vitamins.
Probably.
Oh. No, synthetic is shakal. They put in vegetables too.
I don't think so.
Well, if it's a synthetic vitamin, then it's milk, right? Shakal. Okay. Okay.
Why would you think that beer would be no,
then it's a fancier than Adam. It should have been, could be Shahakos, but it could be even Adam, it could even be even Zayim. So you go to the highest.
How could it ever be done? If it's made out of like the raw flour, it's made out of
so that's the other answer that Tyson gives. Tyson gives that answer too. That since it wasn't baked, Isli Elu Yachrina, the only time it's made Zayim. If you did make something out of it, you made spaghetti, you made cookies out of it, but it's just the kernel of the grain, since it's legally that's another answer that doesn't use. But the last answer, it doesn't disagree with that answer. The last answer is the more popular answer, that on beverages, the bracha is always shahakol.
So that nutrient drink that like you drink like when you have like a diet, is it a food specifically because of you
you drink it when you're hungry, or because of the nutrients you get out of it?
Both. You don't really drink it in order to quench your thirst. You drink it, this is kol machol shel ha'adam. That's what Tyson said in Shabbos Kufnam Dam. Whenever it's kol machol shel ha'adam, and it's dina ko'echol, it's not dina ko'echol mashke, means a beverage that you drink to quench your thirst. And the rachol means a liquid food, even a liquid food that you're eating to gain nutrition.
Can the Rosh please explain his stance on the bracha on schnitzel? If we had such a place for lunch, and how many of you are having a machlokes with brachas and regular bishach on the zone?
It's a big machlokes that Rabbanan and Eretz Yisrael had a machlokes. I think they say Rabbi Yashin held that even if you have big pieces of chicken, big pieces of flesh, but if you have crumbs, breadcrumbs on the outside, even though the breadcrumbs are clearly less than 50%, Rabbi Yashin they take that the Zionists are always eating, so you should always take by the end of that. Now they say no. The Gemara says that if you only, let's say you make potato latkes for Hanukkah, and you mix in a little flour. So the Gemara says it depends. If you flour, if you cook it, then it becomes a thing. So if you mix in just a little flour, the debit beyond that the latkes shouldn't fall apart, that the mamish is awesome. But if you mix in a little more than a little flour, then it just shouldn't fall apart. Mixing that should be more filling. So then it's called the ikar, even though the potatoes is more than 50, way more than 50%, but by means of that, the Hamesh is being done, never become a tof. So over here, that's Machmed, so the same Allah Yashir felt that even though the breadcrumbs on the outside of the chicken, let's say southern fried chicken, something like that, schnitzel, even though it's way less than 50%, so the Marzah said that the Hamesh is being done, is over the ikar. Now they said, no, what do you mean? It's Mamisha Tafel. It's like Lezet of the Alma. I'm not interested in eating breadcrumbs. I'm interested in eating chicken. And then it has a little bit of flavor. So this is Amed Ramamurim. If you have a big fat piece of chicken, if you have a mashu of chicken and heavy coating on the top and on the bottom, a lot of times you have fish or chicken, so there's hardly any fish in the middle. If you have a heavy coating, on the top and on the bottom of the breadcrumbs and mezainis like that, could even be that it's 51%. 51% of the whole thing is going to be the mezainis. Of course the bracha is going to be mezainis. And the mother right, of course the bracha is mezainis. The Gemara has a club, and then you have two foods mixed in together to determine arbitrarily which is the, whichever is the right, is called the ikar. Unless you know otherwise, like the nigra, the guy has a sore throat, and he mixes in the shem and zayin, even though the Shem's eyes have less than 50%. The whole reason why he's eating that nigra is because he has a sore throat and he wants to have the Shem's eyes. He doesn't want that it should be a zuke magically, even though it's less than 50%. In that case, that's the nigra.
The cook here gave us a presentation of how he makes the schnitzel, and he said the meat doesn't taste the same if it didn't have the breadcrumbs. But that's the chicken. The chicken doesn't taste the same without putting the breadcrumbs in. So, if you grilled it with
that's what Rabbi Yashin says. Whenever you mix it in the zayna to give flavor, so then it always becomes eager. Others say, no, it's still a tussle. You're not really interested in eating the breadcrumbs. You're really interested in eating the chicken. It's just to add flavor.
And also, all the scribes say, Rabbi Yashin changed his mind. The last 20 years, all the books quote him saying Shahakal on schnitzel.
Oh, yeah?
All the books.
Oh, good.
If it's thin.
Yeah.
Okay. He changed his mind. That's what.
Good.
In the last
people been screaming at me. How can you say Rabbi Yashin? It's not like Rabbi Yashin. So he changed his mind?
That's what it looks like.
I'll scream back at them. Good.
What would be the bracha on ice cream with cookies in
it? The Magen Avraham has a comment like this: if you have soup with spaghetti in it, a lotion. So even though by volume the spaghetti is less than 50%, the soup should be, let's say, the chicken soup, the shako, the vegetable soup should be adama, the spaghetti should be zainus. Even though the spaghetti component is less than 50%, but that's the halacha that the chamesh is in the oven is always considered iki, even though it's less than 50%. So the Magen Avraham says, but that's why Mamur, if you have a significant amount of spaghetti, it's less than 50%, but significant. Once you have a whole bowl of soup, you have one or two strings of skinny strings of spaghetti on the bottom. But then the Magen Avraham said, you can't say that the two strings of spaghetti are the ikar. You're going to drink the whole bowl of soup at that early spaghetti, just have two strings. And then he said, it doesn't become a tuffel, but it doesn't become the ikar either. They need two brachas. So Moshe Feinstein has quite a few sugars where he says, the guy's really interested in eating ice cream. He's not really interested in, let's say, goes to the ice cream machine and he wants to have an ice cream popsicle or an ice cream a Dixie cup. I think it's called. But they don't have what he wants. So in the end, he'll settle for the ice cream sandwich. But he really isn't interested in that. So since he's not, he really interested in ice cream, he can't say the ice cream is a tuffel. And he can't say that the cookies are the yikka. He's not really interested in the cookies. So he thinks in that case, like the Magen Avraham, you gotta say two brachas. Like over here, he would probably say over here also two brachas. It depends. I don't know the outcome. How often does it have these chunks of cookies in it?
No, what if it's just cookie dough? Like they put cookie dough in ice cream.
Raw cookie dough that was not baked yet.
Yeah.
No. So what broke they sent him raw dough? I think
But that's the, you so want the to be cookie dough at the end of the day. So.
No, the cookie dough is shahako. Ice cream is shahako. So everything is shahako and shahako. No shahako. I thought you meant that you have cookies in there. If you have cooked chunks of cookies in 50%, if you have a significant amount of cookies and even though it's way less than 50%, then we can declare that the cookies are the yikr. I should say it doesn't always the yikr, but if you have very insignificant amount, then you might have almost say that they're both an yikr. You have to say two brothers.
On excessively boiled pasta to the point where it becomes like a paste, that's the thing that most people wouldn't want to do. Is that still getting the difference?
What is pasta
again?
Macaroni.
What happens if it was cooked?
It was excessively boiled to the point where it becomes like a paste, and like most people would just like throw it in the garbage. Like, let's say you fell asleep and you accidentally overcooked it, and then you just throw it out.
It doesn't have the hashiva to say it,
yeah.
I think it does, I don't remember. Got to go through the parents, okay? Go through the parents, yeah. I think it is in there.
I mentioned drinking a little bit of oil. Would be considered healthy nowadays, and it would be a hate. But wouldn't that be considered for tefillah, and Yonika, Yonika, Torah, or whatever,
The Gemara in Lamed Ches Amud Aleph talks about shtisa. When I was a little boy, they used to sell bottles of chocolate milk. So the chocolate milk, they used to mix in flour and make it thicker. So you had to shake up the bottle all the time. So the flour was always everything to the bottom. So the Gemara has such a mark that's called shtisa, some kind of a beverage. And they used to mix in flour. So it looks like it's machlekes Rabbi Shmuel right in the middle of Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. The same design is. Do you say shahakol? The Gemara says, "Well, Lord Pligi, there's no machlokes. If it's the ovo, if it's so much flour mixed in that it's thicker, so then it's burning in the dice. And if it's very little flour, it pours very easily. Why did they do that? They do it very poor. So then the bracha is shahakol. So there's a machlokes of the Rishani. What that means? So there's one thing I think all of them like that." Let's say nobody in this community can stand eating spinach. The only time you eat spinach is when you're sick. Nobody likes it. So you go, spinach grows from the ground. In other countries, it's normal to eat spinach. You say, oh, normal. But if in this area, you only eat spinach in Rafua, then the bracha is knocked down to shah. Whatever is only eaten in Rafua, the bracha is knocked down to shah. And Tyson doesn't like that shot. Tyson says, no. And Mara says, we're a fool. They're just describing, what do they do it for? What kind of a thing is this? If it's very thick, it's not very fool. If it's very thin, very little flour mixed in, it's doing very fool. You read to my shop because it's a beverage. If it's very thick, it's no longer a beverage. Then it's a soup. A soup can be very mimizah. A soup can have rachas pratiyus. But if it's very little, small percentage of flour mixed in, why do that for the refuah? is then a bracha shakon, not because anything that's served for shakon, because it's a beverage. All beverages are shakon. So that's what the Gemara said. The third answer that they gave on the beer, they interpret that's what the Gemara said. Whenever something is a beverage, the bracha is always shakon.
What's the shear of challah, and how much the shear of challah for regular wheat, and is it different than being mapped from taco system or other McDonald's items? In a bakery, how much is the foil? What portion would you have to take? From what portion size would you be the foil to take to be mapped from?
It's a question how what the Sheikh Alif, but men can all bake to Mechon is baked, what is the correspondence? In America, before Moshe Feinstein came on the scene, the famous person was Henkin, a beautiful from Yo Henkin. So he published in his Sefer Halacha that if he used between 3 and 5 pounds of flour, he should be mafresh challah without a bracha. If he used more than 5 pounds of flour, 5 pounds of more, he should be mafresh challah with a bracha. But that's generally speaking what people follow. It's not exactly so accurate, even some hold even a little less than 3 pounds of flour, also something some hold a little bit more than 5 pounds of flour. Roughly speaking, between 3 and 5 pounds of flour, it's a something more. That's the question. The person is, why bachoch and melechem ha'aret? Why bachoch and melechem ha'aret? You only mafresh challah when you eat lechem. So what about cakes and cooking? So the simple mashmoyas of the Mishnayis of the Shulchan Aruch is that any cake or cookie that, if you would have eaten enough of it, it would have converted, you could have sued that, would have been converted to become a moitzeh on the Timothy of Zion and Bichas HaMazen. Even if you're not converted to it, it's also called lechem. It's a subcategory called Pasap of the Kizm. It's Pasap of the Kizm, so that's included in Hoy Bachot and Lechem. That's called lechem. A lot of the bakeries are not mafresh challah on cakes and cookies. They're only mafresh challah on bread. So they made up their own, some of them made up their own dish. The challah is only on challah. Even on bread, you're not mafresh challah. Only if you make challah for Shabbos. It's a galacha. It's a joke. And others say, no, you rely on Dor HaShulchan. It's a very difficult Dor HaShulchan. HaShulchan, they'll call challah quotes for Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah exists. Rabbeinu Yonah said that on cakes and cookies and all the eats as a snack, you don't have to be mafresh challah. Very difficult. It's all in the Mishnah. In fact, can you say that? So the other Mishnayim do not learn the Gemara. The Gemara is in this pairing about our fashion challah. The other Mishnayim do not learn like Rabbeinu Yonah. That's very difficult Dor HaShulchan. Pashta since, even if they make the cakes and the cookies as a snack, still since if you would have been kaber to that, you would have said, I might have gotten another full lechem, it's a subcategory, it's pasta bobby kiss. Pasta bobby kiss, it's in the Zayin, and it's chai v'chal. There is a din in the Gemara that there's bishul akam and there's pasta, the two prohibitions, mishum chasus. The rabbis are very concerned about intermarriage, so he said we shouldn't eat. We shouldn't drink Sam Yedam because it may lead into marriage. We shouldn't eat Pasach, we shouldn't eat Bisholach. So we have a kula. This Friday we don't all ultimately go to Ashkenazim, not Mary Ashkenazim, not Mekel. So if it's past Palter, you're allowed to eat. If it's the baker, bakes bread for everybody. It's a Goyisha baker, but he bakes bread for everybody in the community. I'm not the only one who is eating this bread. The non-Jews are eating this bread also. And probably a non-Jewish boy is going to marry his daughter. Why should I fall in love with his daughter just for me and regret? If he's my next door neighbor, then it's Pasach. And he's selling the bread to everybody and all the customers. So we're making them on fast palter. If there's no chashash chasus, you're allowed to eat it. So we follow the Tesis and Beitza, the beginning of the second American Beitza. What if the Goy bakes cakes or cookies and he's a palter, he sells it to the public? He's not my next door neighbor. He sells it to the public. Since if he would have been converted to the on the cake of the cookies, he would have said I might see that he doesn't have the din of Bisholachim, has the din of Pasachim, and Pasfalter would make them. Even though the whole reason why you make them on Pasfalter is because Alalechem Yechiyahadim is considered a Shasachat. Years ago, bread was the staff of life. The Pasuk says, Lo Alalechem Levado Yechiyahadim, but Alalechem Yechiyahadim, the bread was the main course in the meal. Sometimes you'll see the Israelis eat, I don't know what it is now, when you go to yeshiva and you see these Israelis eat, so they have 8 slices of bread, and then they have a little bit of fish or something. Americans only eat 8 slices of bread. We only eat any bread. We hardly eat any bread all week. When Shabbat and Yom, we're stuck, we eat a little bit. But the Israelis are still like Europeans. They eat a lot of bread. So the Israelis developed this kulah, the Morris, that pas palter is mutter, because it's a shafat chak, because I'm a lechem yichiyot. I'm a lechem, I would understand a bread. And a cake and cookies, we also have a lechem yichiyot. The Taisus says, we'll make them. Since if you would have been kaver suda on the cake and cookies, would have become a moisi, it's called lechem. It's a subcategory of lechem, it's pas above the kitchen, but it's lechem. So that cool that life, that fast, positive, neutral, is not under the prohibition of alcoholism.